Hello, everyone. I'm Kerry Martin with a look at the cattle markets on 710 AM and 97.5 FM, KGNC. We had a lower trade in the cattle futures market to kick off the trading week on Monday. We closed lower in both live and feeder cattle yesterday. December live cattle down 50 cents, 152.57. The February down 45, 154.67. April live cattle down 52 cents at 158.45. Same story on the feeder cattle. January feeders off $1.42, 176.87. March feeders down 95 at 180.60. While April feeder cattle were down 72 cents, 184.40. Big jump in cash fed cattle last week. It looks like the packers were a bit short bought and had to raise bids to meet the sellers asking prices. We saw cattle sell here in the South 154 to 155 live. That is $4 higher than the previous week. Up north, we saw live sales 157 to 159. Dressed sales mainly 245 to 246. Those prices all $2 to $4 higher compared to the previous week. Slaughter volume last week, 581,000 head. That's down 93 head from the previous week, but that's because it was a holiday-shortened week. But when you compare last year's Thanksgiving holiday week, we were 13,000 higher than that same week last year. Boxed beef was mixed on Monday. Choice up $3, $254.83. Select down $1.35 at $233.02. Now let's check the feed markets. Not much movement in the corn market yesterday. December corn up only 0.75 cents, 6.68¾. March corn unchanged, 6.71¼. While new crop September corn was down 0.75 cents at 6.21½. Soybean meal was higher yesterday. December bean meal up 4.80 at 4.1360 a ton. January soybean meal up 5.40. at $411.70 a ton. Now, we normally check out some of our local feeder cattle auctions at this point, but we didn't really have any of our local sales selling last week because of the Thanksgiving holiday. They did have a sale at the nation's largest feeder cattle auction, Oklahoma National Stockyards in Oklahoma City. They sold 8,769 head last week. Medium and large frame number one feeder steers weighing 300 to 400 pounds brought $1.97 to $2.31 a pound. 4 to 5 weight steers $1.88 to $2.26. 5 to 600 pound steers $1.67 to $2.15. 6 to 7 weights $1.68 to $1.94. And the heavy 7 to 8 weight steers brought $1.68 to $1.81 last week in Oklahoma City. We have heard a lot about the need to expand hook space in our meatpacking industry here this year, and a lot of work has been done to make that happen. In fact, we've got that big producer-owned beef plant getting ready to start building here in just a few months, right here in Amarillo. And we've heard of other smaller and regional packers expanding as well. But livestock auction owners cannot participate in that.
It's a little bit wild, but there's actually a Packers and Stockyards prohibition that a livestock auction owner or manager can't own or finance a packer. That might have made sense back in the day of the terminal stockyards, but in today's open, transparent livestock auction markets, there's really no need to have this prohibition, and especially when we are trying as kind of a cattle community to get more local and regional packers, we've got markets interested in that want to open up a small processing facility, or maybe they want to be an investor in one of these more regional models. They can under the current law.
That's Chelsea Good with the Livestock Marketing Association. She says there is a lot of interest from auction market owners.
More than you would expect. We're getting a lot of calls from folks, and some of them just want to be an investor. Well, there's one in Texas that, you know, is taking on investors. It's more of a regional size facility. People want to participate in something like that. Or some of them do want to buy or even build a local locker kind of size, and it's something that they should have the ability to do, and we're trying to get them that ability.
But it is not an easy task. Congress has to change the law. So the LMA has a bill to do just that.
The A-plus Act in the House, it would allow a livestock auction owner to own or finance a packer so long as it's less than 2,000 head a day, so kind of smaller than the top 10 beef packers.
The bill has been introduced in both the House and the Senate and has bipartisan support, although Good thinks it will probably be the next Congress that will take the issue up. USDA's latest cattle on feed report was a friendly one for the cattle market. USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum takes a look at the numbers.
The number of cattle on feed on October 1st was about 11.7 million head, which was about 2% below a year earlier. During October, producers placed about 2.1 million head of cattle in feedlots, which was about 6% less than a year ago. And the number of fed cattle marketed during October was 1.8 million head, just under 1% above a year ago.
Shagum says that placements number was lower than most analysts were expecting. In fact, it's the lowest October placements number on record since the report began back in 1996. And it just further confirms that we will continue to see a shrinking cow and calf herd.
Right now, we are continuing to see very large cow slaughter. So at the moment, it doesn't appear that there is incentive.
That is our weekly look at the cattle markets for the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network. I'm Kerry Martin on 710 AM and 97.5 FM, KGNC.